Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light on 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Across ESPN Wisconsin. Who are the cast of characters joining me, Ben Brust, today across these very stations presented by Bud Light? Alex Stroff in for Greg Scalzo. Hello, Alex.
Hi, Benny. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. It's interesting because the next person I'm going to introduce took a lot of shots at me in the morning. From 7 to 9 on 94.5 ESPN the last 2 days.
Tension.
Joshy DiMaggio back running the show for Scalzo and Brust. For those who missed it, we traded Josh DiMaggio for morning show producer Ashton Rotman of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Mornings, 7 to 9 on 94.5 ESPN. Ashy's back on his show. Josh is back on our show. But I have a memory of an elephant. And I know Josh is shocked that I know that I used that correctly. Confirm?
I can confirm it, Ben. Can we just get through?
Did you hear his tone? Did you hear that tone?
I just want to get through the day, Ben.
That's how we're
going to
do the next 2 hours?
Come on.
I don't want to be here. You don't want to be here.
No, I want to be here.
I'm happy to see Stroff. I can say that for sure.
Thrilled to see you, Josh.
I haven't been in person with Stroff in some time.
So
you and I listened. I heard those things.
Uh-oh.
You can't take those back.
Saying good.
What did I say?
Said a lot of mean things. You and Scalzo, too. That one hurt more.
Scalzo?
He jumped on the Benny train. The issues were only me and you prior to this. Now I think I got a problem with Scalzo, too.
Oh, no.
You got an all-beef hot dog beef with Scalzo right now. Rot-tots!
Rot-tots!
Man, I'm going to miss Ashton Rotman. Here's the thing, Josh. The last 2 days, Ashton Rotman brought in chocolate chip cookies, snickerdoodles, and his food truck famous Rot's hot dog with a secret sauce. What did you bring?
It became
bad vibes. Already off the bat.
It became abundantly clear to me that you guys don't want a producer. You just want somebody to serve you guys. You guys want to be kings. Just have all your needs met. Who's that poor guy? He doesn't even know it. He's getting taken advantage of. I felt bad for him listening to it.
Oh, my gosh. 800-990-3776. I want to hear from the Scalzo and Brust family. I do. Because I'm not going to lie. Ashton Rotman gained a lot of steam with the Scalzo and Brust family over the last 2 days. Alex Stroff, I know you had a chance to hear a lot of Scalzo and Brust. Did you produce both days?
I did, yes.
What were your biggest takeaways of the Ashton Rotman era?
Josh, you nailed it, unfortunately, Benny. He was taken advantage of.
Taken advantage of.
Yeah, you guys used him.
You guys think Greg and I would do such thing?
Yes.
I do.
You guys spotted a sucker. That's what happened. It happened for 2 whole days. We are
what do you
hungry.
Think? You're a big tough
Film
guy?
Like Tommy. You guys just want somebody to say. You guys,
yeah.
You guys
Greg
just
forgets
want,
to eat lunch. If somebody's going to fill his tummy, he's going to be less grumpy on the show. I'm in for that.
You guys just want somebody to sit down here every day and say, thank you, sir. May I have another?
Ooh.
That's what you're looking for in a producer, and that's
Ooh.
What Ashton gave you.
Oh, man.
So now. You're taking out Ashton.
No,
at
I'm
no
not.
Point did you did Ashton take out you.
I'm not taking out Ashton.
You called him a yes
too,
man.
He's too nice.
He's kind of a yes man.
He's
kind of a yes man.
Well, that's the thing. What's wrong if he likes to be a yes man and we are guys that like to be served?
Oh, stop.
Because it's a match made in heaven.
6 months, you're going to have 3-course meals prepared for you every day before the show.
That doesn't sound too bad, though.
Exactly.
If you were a host, I know you're in the producer role right now for Rutledge and Hamilton 2-4 in ESPN Madison.
Yeah.
If you were in the host seat, you'd like a 3-course meal.
You know, I haven't eaten much today. I'm pulling a scalpel.
Could you imagine if there was a hot dog?
I could really use a raw top.
Thank you.
But there's a laugh track that I was really sick of hearing the last couple of days.
The problem is, I don't think I'm going to get Josh to laugh all day today.
Oh,
so he's not even going to bring his good vibes on a Friday.
Don't worry. I've come here under the assumption I will be playing. That's so awful.
That's all we're going to get from you, Josh?
Joshy.
Come on.
Every time
bud.
I think about having a good time, I'm going to play the Joshy laugh.
You're going to play your own laugh.
Correct.
Instead of actually giving the fans and the family what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who knows what they want? 800-990-3776. Let's go to Wiat in Germantown. Wiat, I believe you have some comments on our director of content at Good Karma Brands, Ryan, who joined the show.
Tread carefully.
Please chime in.
I have a bit of a bone to pick with Ryan.
Pick away.
I think it's a bit hypocritical that he can just come in, sit down, say all these things where he clearly knows these talks of a trade were happening. He says, oh, it's just content, blah, blah, blah. But at no point did he, you know, be progressive in preventing this and sit down, maybe pull you guys aside and say, hey, are you guys being serious in here? Instead, you know, he kind of dropped the ball, waited for things and reactively reacted to this. And waited for things to go wrong before saying something.
You couldn't have said it better than that. I mean, I think back, and thank you for the call. I think
Hold
back
on,
to,
I want to ask Wiat a question.
Uh-oh.
Are you trying to get rid of
Josh.
Are you trying to get rid of me here? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, Josh.
No.
No, it's about the process. And I think Wiat's right.
In a leader...
Thank you for the call.
Get him out of here.
No. Wiat,
Josh.
Wiat, don't take that personal because this is why we tried to trade him. Because he's unruly now. This guy's out of control.
What the hell's going on around here?
Do you see this? He's on a power.
I think you're on a power trip. I think Joshy's
on a
host. Power trip.
I can be on a power trip.
I think everybody's on a power trip. We need to get it back together. I was excited to come here today. To hang out with the both of you because I thought the family had finally been repaired.
No.
But now I'm under the assumption.
Do you live in fairy tale land? You don't just snap
couch,
a finger.
That couch is going to be in the middle of this damn room by the time this show's over if both of you keep this up.
Well, then
because
Josh has to join
to
me on the
time.
Couch because I was on the couch and I poured my heart out last week.
Benny, I got news for you. I know how to press buttons. If we got to trade spots to get Josh and you on the same couch, we're going to trade spots to get Josh and you on the same couch.
I don't hate that idea. Alex Strofe, you are... Josh, you'll have to let me know if he can produce that board. I don't know if it's any different, but I feel like you can figure
it out.
It's
not brain surgery, Ben. It's just buttons and sliders.
It's brain surgery to me. 800-990-3776. Although I did beat Mark Chimura in a special Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, putting on for the Scalzo and Brust family. There's a lot to discuss here. Man, Josh, do you have any grievances that you would like to file with the Scalzo and Brust family?
It's funny you said that. I do. I got a lot.
Gather around and let the guys tell you all the ways you've disappointed them.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now you're going to hear about it.
It's time for the airing of grievances.
Now everyone might think I have something against Greg Scalzo, Ben Brust, maybe even Ashton Rotman. But no. That is not the case. Over the past 2 days, I've been monitoring the talk and text line. I've been listening to Scalzo and Brust. And I noticed some people turning their back on me. People like Joel and Fitchburg. Appleman in the Orchard or doing whatever the heck he usually does. Jordan in Madison. Nick in Madison. Chris from Germantown. Shady from Port Washington. Josh in Heartland. Jonah in Cedarburg. Both of them. The robot builder with the robot wife. 48 hours ago, you guys were telling me how much the show wouldn't be the same. How much you didn't want me to leave. How much I meant to Scalzo and Brust. And then these chuckleheads get some brownies, some hot dogs, and I'm out of there. They're trying to veto Ryan's veto. They're celebrating Ashton and what a great time he is. Everyone turned their back on me. I couldn't believe it. I can't believe it. Just know, when you call in, maybe I won't answer that phone call.
Wow, that's maybe, negligent.
Maybe I see Jonah and Cedarburg calling. Oop, call dropped. There's you'll pay for this. I'll remember this. This won't go away. If I see you in public, I might turn the other way.
There it is from Josh DiMaggio letting the Scalzo and Brust family how he feels. The love from the family on his last day on Tuesday to the way they turned on him. Let's go to James from Eau Claire on the Old National Bank talk and text line. Old National Bank, get old. James, welcome into Scalzo and Brust.
How's it going, guys?
It's going. We don't know.
Okay. It's going.
Okay. Josh, he's getting emotional, but it's going okay.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to call and let you guys know, I've been listening these last few weeks, and I am happy Joshy's back. Missed his laugh. Number one, I love how much he challenges you
Heck
guys.
Yeah.
I've listened these last few days, and not enough challenging. Not enough challenging with Ashy. Mm-hmm. Just too much butt kissing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you for the call.
So, James
what a
sounds,
good call.
Good
James,
take.
James
good
sounds
take.
Like he needs to be a producer here. He aligns well with... you know, Josh DiMaggio and going on a power trip and you know what? A complaint has still been filed. The veto paperwork. There's a reason why Greg Scalzo is not on the show. And that's because he's vetoing the trade that has happened of Josh DiMaggio back to Scalzo and Brust. 800-990-3776. Bo from Fort Atkinson chimes in. He also has a bone to pick with Ryan. I'm sure he's a big hitter there at ESPN, but he reminds me of that dorky kid in school he wished he was as popular like Jock Ben. Couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more.
There it is, Joshy. Welcome
we
back. Welcome back, Joshy.
I think we can shoot.
He went from tears to laughter in about a matter of 90 seconds.
All that airing of grievance. I thought you were going to hold a grudge for a while there.
Grudge back. Grudge is back.
Good. Well, look, Joshy, I'm very openly, very proudly Team Joshy in all of this. Ashton's kind of a pushover. He did whatever.
Kind of.
Greg and Benny. You know, I like Ashton, so I don't want to go all the way 100% in. I'm just going to add the kind of to make it a little less mean. But I'm Team Joshy, and I think if you're out there and you're not Team Joshy, you don't have a heart.
Ashton chimes in, the producer of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. If what happened to me is being taken advantage of, then I'm good with it.
Pushover.
See?
He push said over. Heaven. Weak. Heaven for him.
He
heaven.
Has no constitution.
No, that is his constitution.
What does he lives do for
to,
fun?
He lives to serve. What does he do for fun? He literally bakes and bought a food truck because he loves serving people food. Greg and I love being served food. It was a match made in heaven.
Benny, what's your love language?
Acts of service and words of affirmation. Not gifts.
Would you say acts of service are bringing you snacks?
Pretty close to what Ashton did for the last week.
Huh.
Homer from Homer and Tony, 2-4 on 94.5 ESPN, predicts Alan Lazard will have a 1,000-yard season. I look forward to chatting with him next on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light, as we bring the gang back together and sing Kumbaya.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
I basically did the Josh DiMaggio shoe of
Ben
get away
told
from
Rod in the key to his face that he wasn't important enough to be talking to him at that point.
Well, as we know, as earlier this week told us, when Ben sniffs a little power, he's going to spend his time wisely.
I slither my way to the right angle to find the right people. And Ron, you weren't that guy.
Nobody can find an ass to kiss quite like Ben Brust.
Mwah!
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like
Josh DiMaggio back with the Scalzo and Brust family. We're rebuilding our relationship one segment at a time. And one thing that can unite Josh DiMaggio and Ben Brust, good music. For Greg Scalzo, Scalzo and Brust presented by Bud Light across ESPN Wisconsin. Mentioned it before the break, Homer, who is our guy, thinks Alan Lazard is going to score. Gosh, I hope he scores.
Yeah,
that'd be
a thousand
nice.
Of them would be good.
Heck yeah.
Going to go. That'd be a lot. A 1,000-yard season. We bring in our guy, Homer. You can hear 2-4 across. Not across, on 94.5 ESPN. Homer, do you actually believe? And I know you're going to say yes, but tell me why.
Well, I'm confused. Like, have you been traded? Who's been traded? Who hasn't been traded? I can't keep all this straight. So nobody was traded?
Nobody was traded.
Was traded.
The trade of Ashton Rotman and Josh DiMaggio was nixed by the director of content. We have filed a complaint to Nix the Nix and keep Ashton.
Just out of curious, who are you filing the complaint to?
Don't worry about it. People above Ryan.
They're putting it on the record just like you, Homer.
There's nobody above Ryan.
Oh, there's always somebody above somebody, except Craig Carmazin.
All right, okay. So Monday, it's back to where it was before?
No, we're back right now, Homer. Like, Josh is behind the glass.
I lost track.
Okay. Haven't we all?
Okay, yes, Lazard, I believe he will be because it's the one person that Aaron Rodgers believes in the most, and he's got 17 games, and it's that simple. There's no reason. The history of Aaron Rodgers is find out who he believes in most, and the person he believes in most is Randall Cobb, but he's old, he'll get hurt, and the person he believes in most that's young and can play is Alan Lazard. That's why he'll get to 1,000 yards.
I was listening to Homer and Tony. What was it that he averages 1.3 yards per route?
Yeah, I don't know what that was. I didn't understand that stat. I didn't look it up because the only stat I look at is yards per catch. That's all that matters. Well, what other stat would be, you know, so yards per catch, you know what a tight end gets, and Lazard's isn't going to be long. He's no MVS, but he needs to, you know, maybe have 70 catches or something like that, and I can easily see him doing that. But, yeah, I don't know what.
You think Lazard's going to average 17 yards per catch at 70 catches?
No, no. 70 catches, you know, he's got 17 games to do it. So the average is, I think he was 12-something or 13 yards. I don't think that's going to change.
Got it. That was a mistake by me.
Catch more balls, and so
the thing that worries me about Lazard, though, is like a lot of his catches were byproducts of the attention from Devontae and MVS going deep, and he was kind of that mid-level guy that Aaron Rodgers would find on like that second or third read. And so I understand that he's comfortable with them, but it's one thing to be comfortable with someone who's a second or third option, but to be the first option and get 1,000 yards, I don't buy it.
I don't think anybody's going to be the first option. I just think he'll be, you know, with Rodgers, if he believes in you, you don't have to be that open. It's just, and so if he knows where the ball is and Rodgers believes he's going to catch it, he'll throw it to him. And as I said, as has been the case with other receivers, it's all just based on Rodgers is going to go with the people he believes in. Now, I think he'll also believe in the running backs. I think he'll throw to Aaron Jones. But in the end, he's going to throw where he's most comfortable, and I think that'll be Alan Lazard. So we'll see. I understand the questioning, but nobody's ever been around the Packers when they've had no wide receiver.
Homer, I'm sick of all the slander you're getting on this because I'm right there with you. I think a 1,000-yard season is totally reasonable for Alan Lazard. It's a byproduct of necessity, right? Somebody needs to catch the ball. Alan Lazard's going to be, if we're not going to call him the number one, he's the 1A. Alan Lazard, there's no way he's not the leading receiver in my mind, unless Sammy Watkins' trainer is not full of crap when he says he's going to be like Clemson Sammy Watkins. What do you expect out of Sammy, Homer? You think he's got 600, 700, 800-yard season available, or could he be cut by the time the 53 come around?
No, I think he's going to play. He just gets hurt. There's no way you can count on being healthy long enough. And it's the same way with Randall Cobb. He's going to get hurt too. So Watkins, it's more about getting hurt. I would pick as Tony Smith that I would pick Aaron Jones to be the leading receiver with the most catches, except that you got Dylan. And so that just means that Aaron Jones isn't going to be on the field as much. If there was a greater gap between the two of them, I would go with him being kind of like Amon Green was when Amon Green was their leading receiver one year. But I think Dylan's just going to mean that Aaron Jones isn't going to be on the field as much. Therefore, he won't get as many catches. But I think in terms of the players that Rodgers is going to believe in, the first one is Cobb, but doesn't matter if you believe in him if he's on the bench, not playing. And then it's Lazard and Jones. And I just don't see how anybody can assume that Aaron Rodgers is going to be any different. When the game's on the line, he's going to go to people he can believe in because he's going to also believe that they don't even have to be open. I know where I'm going to throw it. They know where I'm going to throw it. And just like the best example ever was James Jones, the greatest season ever for a receiver that was never open on one play the whole year.
Homer, you're a part of this breaking news sounder. I would like to let you know something.
Now this is some breaking news.
I love that breaking news. Thanks for putting that back in the system, Ashy. Right, Joshy? That was Ashy who put that back in the system.
It was all Ashy.
Yeah, there you go. I would have loved for you to do it. Bob Domofsky, Bobby Boy, Packers full pup list from today's transactions. Christian Watson, Robert Tonyan, Elgton Jenkins, Mason Crosby, but most notably, no David Bakhtiari. And to me, that is the breaking news of seeing that list. Your reaction to that, Homer?
Well, so that's the pup list?
Yep.
Yeah, so that means Bakhtiari's healthy, right?
Yep. The players that will not play or practice during the first 6 weeks of the season. The interesting one
is Watson.
Yeah. Tonyan makes sense coming off of ACL. Elgton Jenkins makes sense.
Sure.
Mason Crosby is one that I'm a little confused about as well. Josh, you confirm that this list can be...
So if you're placed on prior to training camp, you are able to come off the list at any time. There's
before
no limit
the season.
On how long. But the people put on before the season then. So once training camp starts, if you get put on the pup, you are then have to wait until that point in the season.
Correct.
All right. Well, still shocking to see Christian Watson on there after they just drafted him.
Yeah, and he just signed, yesterday? It took forever, but it was yesterday or 2 days ago he signed.
It might have been Wednesday,
but nonetheless, we haven't heard anything out of his camp that he's struggling with an injury. So that's fascinating.
I want you to get Jason Woolley on so that I can understand exactly what all this means. I don't believe you. But
no,
none of you
I tend to agree. but what I do know for all of you 69 fans out there, that's good news.
Okay. Yeah.
Because he's not on the list, which was a big concern. It was literally when we were trying to figure out what we could talk about before training camp is what's David Bakhtiari's health because he was not participating in mandatory mini camps.
Are you still comfortable with this? Right. Like even with his name not on the list.
Yes. Yes, because the other ACL guys, in terms of Tonyan and Jenkins,
I get that
they're on the list.
I understand that, but David Bakhtiari's injury was a whole year prior to that.
I need to hear from Wilde.
You know what? I like it. Let's just effort Jason. Homer, anything you got for us? Because I just want to lean more into this.
Well, no, I had something for Scalzo because Ron and McKee's upset. Scalzo owes him money and hasn't handied up.
$66.33.
I thought I was going to be able to take care of that, and then I forgot that both of you are never actually on your show together anymore.
That's not true at all.
Well, you just benefit from Greeny, who, by any standard, everybody's on the show a lot because he's never on it. So,
Chris Carlin, Chris Canty here in for Greeny.
Yes. Actually, Greeny should be in for them. He shows up. Would be the fairest way to put it. So we just miss you so much. Today's just not normal, and the Scalzo, especially when Scalzo owes somebody money, and they asked me to get it for him. So
you're the collector. You're Ron and the Key sent you with the baseball bat to get Greg Scalzo's money.
Better be getting a cut.
That tells you how bad it is, or how long it must be going on. By the time you come to Homer, it's
Moneybags, Ron and the Key must have made a bad stock or crypto trade because we need 66.33.
No, it means he's given up hope. When he comes to me, he's given up hope and thought, it's so bad, I might as well just even ask Homer. So I thought, all right, I'll do it, and then and he's not there. But I'm pretty comfortable that at some point in the future, unless Scalzo gets traded, you know, like, I don't know, this trading thing, like, anybody could be next. So give Scalzo a heads up. The next time I'm on your show and he's here, I'm going after the money big time.
Will do, Homer. Thanks, okay, as always, and we'll effort for Jason Wilde, not just because you want him, because I want him too. Lots of Packers news that we continue to hit on as the first PUP list has been released. Some injury updates for the Packers as they head into training camp next week. We'll hit on more Packers, and Josh DiMaggio back with the Scalzo and Bruss family. Continue getting a lot of backpedaling from the Scalzo and Bruss family. A lot of people who talked a lot of crap on Josh for 2 days. He called him out. And backpedaling. More Scalzo and Bruss next, presented by the world's famous beer. Most famous beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Bruss.
I Googled during the break what a suppository is. It is not a sperm bank. It is not a back door in the alleyway. It is not a place that information is held. It is a thing that you stick up your anus to deliver drugs.
Medicine, but drugs does apply there, but you kind of make it seem like...
I mean, the first thing that came up was drugs, not medicine.
Go to a drugstore to buy...
No.
Medicine,
like,
and drugs are...
Like, this, I just wrote suppository, and it says, a suppository is another way to deliver a drug.
That means like a medicine, like a drug and medicine.
This suppository thing is driving me
nuts.
How
do you Google something and get it wrong?
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. I've been climbing higher than you. Watch me drive away, making all the windows break through. In a single day, I've been climbing higher than you. Don't you look away, watch me as I walk away.
I cannot hear myself. Am I on the air, Joshy?
You are on the air.
Did I turn my headphones off?
Think you might have. This is going well.
I did.
Hot start.
I don't know how I did that, but I did. The Packers released their training camp PUP list. No David Bakhtiari. And to get further clarification on the PUP list, in the season, if you're on the PUP list, typically means you're going to be out for 6 weeks. Jason Wilde set to join us in about 5 minutes, but initially right now, the initial PUP list for the Green Bay Packers, some notable names on and off the list. Christian Watson is one of those, the rookie wide receiver that was a glorified first-round pick for the Green Bay Packers, I believe 32nd or 33rd drafted.
34th.
Same thing. Bobby Tonyan off of the ACL injury, Elgton Jenkins, Mason Crosby, Dean Lowry, Kylin Hill. Those are probably the most notable names. And I mostly say that because the next name I don't think I know how to pronounce.
Can you try?
I feel like that's rude. Is that rude to try and pronounce someone's name wrong?
Ben, this is like, you do this all the time.
I don't think it's that rude. I don't think he'll be the first nor the last person to pronounce it wrong.
Haunti Patutau.
That's not bad. That's not how.
Wait, you didn't have the answer?
No, I don't know the answer. I've never seen this name in my life.
You knew what his name was?
I've never seen this name in my life.
Randy Ramsey and Patrick Taylor, but Haunti Patutau.
Well, that's wrong. Yeah. There's no N in the last name.
The first time I gave it a better go.
Yeah, I'm not going to try.
No David Bakhtiari on that list. And we will hear from Jason Wilde. I'm curious on a lot of different things. But essentially, if you are on the PUP list at the start of camp, it simply means you did not pass your initial physical. So you cannot begin practicing until you do. And if you do practice at any point, you are then not eligible for the PUP during the season. So you have to miss all of the practices in training camp to be on that PUP list.
Oh.
Yes. So at any point, like, Mason Crosby's on that list.
Right.
I imagine, I don't know, Mason's getting old. Maybe his blood pressure was a little high in his physical. I don't know. But I imagine...
Strong assumption.
No,
yeah.
But that's tongue-in-cheek. I'm making that up clearly. My point is, I have a feeling we would have heard of a bigger injury to Mason Crosby, and kickers would be flying in left and right to Green Bay, even though they probably should anyways, based off the season that Mason had last year.
Yeah, look, none of these names are super concerning, right? Like, Christian Watson's an interesting one, because we hadn't heard anything going into that, as we mentioned before. Mason Crosby, as you just said, but we'll see, right?
I imagine we would know more about Mason.
Right, but then
there'd be a bigger issue.
But the rest of these names are totally expected, at least the ones of note, right? Robert Tonyan, Elton Jenkins, Kylan Hill. Like,
those three are ACL.
All ACLs.
All ACL guys. And the interesting part is those three guys were doing drills with David Bakhtiari in the mandatory minicamps and OTAs.
Yep.
So to see that David Bakhtiari is not on that list should give Packer fans a big sigh of relief, because a lot of people were worried about that offensive line and what it would look like if there was no David Bakhtiari.
To close a loop here, I looked up the pronunciation.
Here we go.
Ha'ati Pututau is a defensive lineman from Utah.
That fits the mold.
A lot of U's and T's.
West Coast Conference. I don't know. Mountain West.
It does make sense. Ha'ati Pututau.
This is terrific analysis on this pup list, guys. You guys are just crushing it
on
a Friday.
No, for real, though, because, like, honestly, I was listening to William Tausch on my way back from my workout at the Princeton Club this morning, and hearing Jason, you know, kind of bring up concerns, and it might have even been Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, talk about, like, the offensive line and how it's changed. And Jason joined Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. It was very early in the morning, as you can see. I'm putting it together right now. And Jason was talking about how Cole Van Lannen in OTAs and training camp was playing right tackle.
With the ones, yeah.
And yeah, sure, it would be a great Mark Tauscher-type story, but I don't think the Mark Tauscher type stories are very relevant now in the NFL that we live in, where you get these athletic, man, that I'm not trying to take out Tauscher.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Just a little bit more mobile, a little bit more lean. You know, like Jason had said, Tausch wouldn't be a great right tackle in today's NFL. And that was his part. So it's not me taking Tausch out right now.
I don't know if he said that. I was listening to the same thing.
Are you?
Yeah, I think
I'm pretty sure.
I think what was happening.
He's set to join us, so now we got a lot of things to clarify with Jason.
Well, wow. And also, Tausch was like, and is still extremely well.
Mobile.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's he's known for his like athleticism with his feet.
Yes, correct.
But in terms of stature, doesn't fit the right tackle mold of the NFL today. That's not being mean. I'm not being mean. Why are you guys acting awkward?
Because it's a little awkward.
Is it?
A little bit. But yes, concerns at the O-line nonetheless, Benny.
800-990-3776. That's the Old National Bank talk and text line. Old National Bank, get old. JD from Fondy chimes in on the Josh DiMaggio back with the Scalzo and Russ family situation. My sister is so upset that Josh is back. She started crying and demanded I turn off the radio.
Oh,
Josh.
What happened here, Joshy?
Would you like to respond back to that?
JD, you and your sister suck.
Jonah from Cedarburg, the official and unofficial robot builder of the Scalzo and Brust family. I think I stand with this. I would like to start a petition to put Josh in a probationary family member status.
Probationary.
Yep. Prohibition was in the 20s. After he ditched the family until he proves he's truly back for the family. Thoughts on prohibitionary?
No, that's not going to happen. I just have been looking at the talk and text line. We got a lot of cowards in the family. A lot of people who were talking a big game yesterday. All of a sudden, they hear their name called out, and it's like, well, you left us, so I was just reacting. I'm sorry. Can we rebuild our relationship? And we'll see. How about this? Joan and Cedarburg, you're on a probationary terms.
Yeah.
You can't probation me. I'm probationing you.
Are you going to block his number on the text line?
No. Maybe I won't look at his texts.
Josh, be the bigger person.
No, absolutely not, Joshy. Do not listen to him. Is he ever the bigger person?
Yeah.
Is Ben Brust ever the bigger person? Do not take advice from this guy who got rid of you. You're back and better than ever, baby.
I'm not
Josh.
I'm not purposely not reading. Happy Friday, guys. Welcome back, Josh. Definitely didn't do that on purpose.
Thank you for the call.
What the hell was that?
What just happened?
That's that.
Missed. Jason Wilde, host of Wilde and Tausch, 9 to noon across these very stations. Him and Mark Tauscher, was listening to them on the way. We have to clarify a couple things now. We welcome Jason Wilde into the program. Jason, welcome into Scalzone Brust. Did you say on Wilde and, did you say on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning that Tausch wouldn't fit the mold of a right tackle in today's NFL?
Yeah, I think Tausch would acknowledge that.
Yeah, see, that's what I said. These guys didn't believe me.
Just
and, like, they thought I was like making it awkward. I was like, that's not a knock on Tausch. Tausch is athletic, has great feet, but he's not the stature of a right tackle in today's NFL.
Yeah, I think there's been a trend in the league toward right tackles that look a lot like left tackles. And you know, look, nobody other than Sarah and most of our listeners loves Tausch more than me. But he's not – they used to have your big kind of – I think Chewy used the term this morning, road grader, as your right tackle. And Tausch was a fantastic right tackle. And frankly, I think he could still play if right now was his prime. I'm not saying that he couldn't, but the prototype has now become a guy that looks more like Chad Clifton, right? Chad Clifton, I think,
Cliffy.
Is 6'6"? 6'6"? Tausch is not 6'6". Clifton was, you know, physically built a little bit differently. That's how now your right tackles look. I mean, think about Brian. Put Brian Bulaga, who was on our show today, next to Tausch.
Ah, well.
They don't look the same. They're both really good right tackles. But, you know, but again, just because something's the prototype doesn't mean that a guy who doesn't fit the prototype can't be effective. Russell Wilson does not fit the prototypical quarterback type. He's been terrific.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray, similar stature. Not so sure he's going to be terrific, but they're paying him like he's terrific.
Jason, I want to do my best with Greg Scalzo out to keep the best clock. Are you available to join us for the last segment of the hour?
I am now.
Thank you, Jason.
Why don't we just ask him the question? We just need an explainer.
I want to dive deeper into Jason, Josh. You can shut the heck up and go back to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy if you're going to keep this attitude.
Jason, I might need some help mediating. This has been a really awkward 45 minutes.
if anybody knows awkward, it's Trophy.
Ouch.
Jason Wilde breaks down the pup list and more Packers with us next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Ben, if the cosmetic surgery you had to get for more professional success were just implants, like breast implants, would you do it?
Why would I do that?
I'm saying, that's the cosmetic.
Again, suspend disbelief.
I for don't a minute. Want boobs.
Okay. But if it meant you were on TV every day making $1 million a year.
No.
$2 million a year.
No.
Five?
No, he's thinking about two. You just had to wait a second, and all of a sudden he's like, wait.
How long do I have to keep the boobs?
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Across ESPN Wisconsin, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. I'm Ben Brust. Josh DiMaggio back with the Scalzo and Brust family. Josh, you are owning the Old National Bank talk and text line. Old National Bank, get old. Can we get a Team Josh versus Team Ashy? I mean, it's getting, people are really hitting heads right now. As also some mean text messages or tweets coming in. Don't read that last one, Joshy. But thank you to Jason Wilde, who stuck around with us through the break. Out of the blue, Jason, I hear the dogs barking. You're having a beautiful Friday. I at least got to ask you that before we jump into some Packers.
I am. I just wanted to clarify. Strolf knows awkward because, A, he chose There Goes My Hero for my walk-up music when I'm on with Rutledge and Hamilton, and that makes me feel awkward. And then we do this thing to notify him that I'm ready for being on the show. We do this bizarre emoji text exchange, and that is also awkward. So I was not meant to offend you, Strolf.
It did offend me. I thought about that for the whole 4 minute break there, Jason. So thanks a lot for that. But I would like to clarify.
I didn't know you were so soft.
I am soft, very soft.
You and
just
Aaron
like
Rogers.
You, Jason, you're telling everybody and their mother that you love them the last 24 hours. Sarah
true.
Spain,
not
Jason
you.
Fitz, not me. You'll tell me it once you hang up. But I play my hero because you once told me Foo Fighters is your favorite band. That's all there is to
it. I thought it was because I was your hero. Oh, well, then it's not as awkward as I thought it was.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Not awkward at all. Jason, the Packers released their full pup list from today. What was your biggest takeaway? Because Christian Watson, Robert Tonyan, Elgton Jenkins, Mason Crosby, Dean Lowry, and Kylan Hill were on it. But I would say even bigger news is maybe a name that's not on it.
Yeah. David Bakhtiari's not on it.
What does that mean for the fans that were curious and nervous about like him not really participating in OTAs and mandatory minicamps?
Yeah, it's great news. It's what kind of what we talked about across all of our ESPN Wisconsin stations when he comes up. I couldn't tell if Matt LaFleur's cautious choice of words was because there was actually something to worry about, or if he was just, you know, once bitten, twice shy and saying, look, I got my hopes up all the time last year. I think he's fine. I think he's ready to go, but I don't want to say something that indicates that and then regret it. So the fact that he's not on the PUP list is great news. The fact that Christian Watson is on it is a little surprising because there was no indicator of that. We knew Kylan Hill was going to start there. We knew Elgton Jenkins was going to start there. We knew Robert Tonyan was going to start there. Mason Crosby was not kicking at the end of the OTAs. So I'm not like completely floored by that, but I'm not exactly sure what the issue might be with him. But Watson is obviously the name that comes as a surprise. It is, and I know this is why you wanted me on. It is not that big of a deal if you start camp on the PUP list. This is something that lots of people, and quite frankly, even some reporters confuse. So there's basically two physically unable to perform lists, two pup lists. One is in camp. And what it means is you showed up to camp, they did a physical, and they flunked you because you have an ACL tear that's still, you know, surgically repaired, but you're still working your way back. Or whatever Christian Watson's injury that he developed working out on his own between OTAs and now, because he took part in the last OTA that I attended. If you can't pass your physical, you start on the PUP list, and you can't practice until you pass your physical. Once you do, and they activate you, and you take part in the practice, that makes you ineligible for the in-season PUP list. So once you've been activated, that's it. PUP, no longer an option for you. Let's use you two as an example. So Alex Strolf comes into camp with a hamstring. Ben Brust comes back.
Healthy and strong, baby.
Well, not for the purposes of this. Let's say Ben's coming off a shoulder injury, so I don't want to wish any ACL tears on anyone. So you guys both come back. About a week into camp, Doc McKenzie takes a look at Strolf and says, okay, your hamstring's better, you're ready to go. Nice. Strolf goes out and practices. Ben, your shoulder's still not cleared, you're still not practicing. If Strolf goes out and re-injures that hamstring, he is not eligible for the PUP list. He's going to go on IR temporarily. He's going to be on the active roster and miss a few games and just be a game day inactive. Whatever it might be, they don't have that option, which, of course, the PUP list allows you to be on there for 6 weeks, then start practicing, and then be activated. So it gives you flexibility for the season if you're not quite back from a pre-existing injury. Ben, your shoulder, they never give you the go-ahead during training camp. So you're eligible to go on the PUP like David Bakhtiari did last year. And then once you're ready, they can start practicing you, open the window for practice, and then you can start practicing and soon be activated and hopefully play, even though it didn't work out that way for Bakhtiari.
That is helpful. And honestly, Jason,
it's kind of boring, too.
But at the end of the day, I see people reacting to some of the Christian Watson being on there, and Josh, if you can give me the Austin Powers,
what does it all mean, Basil?
That's why we knew who to call. Jason Wilde. Jason, any other takeaways, or if not, you're good to go.
Well, I would love to spend more time with you guys, but if you don't have any other questions, I am happy to let you go because I feel like the show is much more entertaining when the two of you are bantering.
Thank you for the call.
I love you guys.
Love you, Jason.
Be good.
I wanted you to give him a thank you for the call. And hang up on him.
That was the most awkward end.
What hasn't been awkward so far, Josh? What hasn't been?
That's a good point.
Just trying to keep the trend alive.
Yeah.
800-990-3776, the Old National Bank talk and text line. Old National Bank, get old. Gavin from Racine chimes in. I was never down on you, Joshy. You're the man. Glad you're back. JD from Fondy. I fought for you, Joshy, to say you suck to me. Obviously, you are not happy to be back. I was happy you were back. Ashy threw off the S&B chemistry. Feels like a backpedal. I don't know about you, Josh. Josh from Madison, can we get a Team Josh versus Team Ashy poll on Twitter? I'm actually very curious.
Oh. Ooh.
Joshy?
I like that.
We'll see.
Oh, he's not confident.
Joshy, you've got nothing to worry about.
And, of course, Hilsey chimes in, show no mercy, Josh.
Exactly. Thank you, post that poll. That's my show guy. No mercy.
Show no mercy. On Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, are you Team Ashy or Team Josher?
Josher.
For the producer of Scalzo and Brust, we put that on the poll. We dive deeper into this bachelor party that I'm going to go to, and I need your help with, Scalzo and Brust family. Next on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.